Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Dale Nally. He is the Associate Minister of Natural Gas and Electricity for the province of Alberta. So I guess, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to speak with you, Kyle.
All right. The main thing we want to talk about right now is a lot of discussion around the province about utility prices. You know, a lot of people have seen some, shockingly high power bills and those kinds of things. Now, when it comes to sort of utility prices, why don't you guys try to shed a little bit of light, if you will, on, why some of the prices are where they're at right now?
Sure. Yeah, and let me just say, Kyle, that we are equally frustrated by the higher cost of electricity that Albertans are experiencing right now. We have the only deregulated market for electricity in Alberta. It's an open and free market, and prices are a factor of supply and demand. And in the last year, we have seen incredible demand pressures. And in fact, we broke records twice in the last 12 months. And as we see this increased demand, it has an upward pressure on prices. And so that's happening at a time when we're also coming off a period of, the previous government had a series of policy choices that were negative for Albertans in terms of electricity pricing. I'll give you one example. They canceled the cheapest form of electricity that we have in this province. Now you can say what you want about coal, but one thing that is undisputable is it was a cheap form of electricity. And the NDP canceled coal. They ran the victory lap with their environmentalist friends, but they forgot to tell Albertans that that was going to push the price of electricity up. And that's exactly what we're seeing. As we transition from coal to other forms of power generation, we see the price of electricity going up.
Now, when it comes to dealing with some of those high prices, I know the province has got some sort of things that they've announced when it comes to dealing with some of those prices. What kind of things is this provincial government looking to do to deal with these high costs?
Well, the first thing is we are concerned, as all Albertans are, with the cost of living, and so we've done a couple of things. We brought in a natural gas rebate, which the purpose of that is to shield Albertans, and I know this is not electricity, but it's to shield Albertans from the energy crisis that they're experiencing in Europe. So per gigajoule, Albertans pay around $5 a gigajoule for natural gas, depending on the day, and in Europe, they're spending over $30 per gigajoule. So we put some things in place to prevent a European-style energy crisis. We are also recognizing that we just came off a high period of pricing for electricity, January, February, March, and we will be paying retroactively a $50 rebate to all Albertans to help offset that higher cost. And so that'll be a $150 rebate for every electricity rate payer that will be hitting their utility bills as a credit. And we're also basically canceling the gas tax. It's 13 cents a liter that Albertans are paying at the pump. And so by canceling that, it's going to hopefully provide some more relief to Albertans. Unfortunately, on April 1, as you know, Justin Trudeau is raising the carbon tax, but at least we'll be providing relief of 13 cents a liter by canceling that tax. So short term, those are the kind of things that we are doing to protect and shield Albertans. But long term, I can assure you, Kyle, that every question I have about electricity is what can we do to lower prices? And every time I speak to the Premier about electricity, it's always about what can we do long term to bring prices down. And we're bringing forward some legislation about modernizing the grid that will help longer term bring the prices down. Unfortunately, we have those prior decisions that were made by the previous government, and not just canceling coal, by the way. When the NDP were in government, they spent $7.5 billion on transmission. Well, and that was at a time when our economy could not support it. And so that $7.5 billion has to be paid back by the ratepayer. Now, we have brought fiscal restraint to the electricity grid, and in 2020, I am happy to report that we spent only $100 million on transmission. And in 2021, we spent $0 on transmission. And so that is the fiscal responsibility that we talk about when we say that we're going to bring down prices long term.
And I know I believe the province has also recently announced some different sort of consumer supports to kind of help the consumers, people have to deal with these high bills and whatnot. What kind of consumer support programs have been announced recently by the province to help them there?
Well, as I mentioned, of course, the natural gas rebate, which will stop Albertans, it'll shield Albertans from experiencing a European-style energy crisis. But on the electricity side, it will be a $150 rebate that will be credited to everyone's bills. Now, I do want to tell your listeners, Kyle, that we have to put the legislation forward, and we also have to write the regulation. I've asked my department to turn this around as fast as possible, and they're committing it to get done quickly. And then once we have that in place, then that will be the signal for the 45 electricity retailers in the province to change their billing so that they can accommodate this rebate, because their billing systems currently can't accommodate it. So it's probably going to be around 90 days, depending on the retailer, to be able to get this rebate to Albertans. But it will, and this is the good news, you don't have to apply for it. There's no complicated paperwork. Every ratepayer, residential, small business, and farm will receive a credit of $150 on their utility bill.
And when we talk about sort of sources of electricity, of course, we mentioned, you know, how coal is, not really a thing in Alberta anymore, but, you know, there are, you know, different areas like, wind power is, you know, big in a particular southern Alberta and especially around Lethbridge, you know, up north up here, you know, we get a lot more daylight in the summertime, so maybe solar power is a bit more usage of here. There was a bit of a history in the region of some nuclear power attempts that didn't work out that well, but when it comes to getting sort of different sources of electricity out there as part of the grid, what kinds of things is the province looking to do there?
Well, again, we have an open and free market, so it will be up to the generators to decide, what type of generation they bring online. It won't be coal, obviously, but, I can tell you that since we've been elected, we've seen $5 billion worth of generation announcements. $3 billion of that was thermal, so natural gas-fired generation, and $2 billion of that was renewable. And that's what's kind of exciting. Natural gas will provide baseload electricity in this province for the foreseeable future, but I am proud to say that we are fast becoming a destination for renewable energy. And the Canadian Energy Regulator actually pointed to Alberta, which is becoming a top destination for renewable energy projects.
And certainly when it comes to rural Albertans, when dealing with some of the costs out there, because it's sort of the distance we are, there's more sort of transmission fees we have to kind of deal with in rural areas. How important is it that things we've talked about today with the consumer supports and those kinds of things, rebates, all that, how important is that to help sort of people in the rural areas of the province?
Well, I can tell you that this rebate will come at a needed time for Albertans. Speaking as an MLA now, Kyle, two-thirds of my riding is rural, and I hear from those rural residents that are paying slightly higher costs because it is further to get the wires between homes in rural Alberta, and it comes at a higher cost. So the $150 rebate will absolutely be welcome. But in addition to that, part of the legislation that we're bringing forward in the spring is to modernize the electricity grid, which will allow for storage. Now, storage helps deal with the intermittency of renewable energy, so it has some benefits on that side. But energy storage can also be a non-wires alternative for Albertans. So if energy storage can be deployed cheaper than a wire solution to bring costs down for the ratepayer over the long term, then it'll be a possible solution for electricity rate providers in this province. And so we're very excited about the prospects of how this will benefit rural Albertans long term.
Finally, whenever we have guests join us here on the Trending 55, Hansi, we always like to throw in a personal question there as kind of way to show, hey, these politicians are people too. Now, when it comes to you, Minister, when you're not busy in your ministerial work or you work as the MLA for your riding of, I believe, Morinville, St. Albert, what are kind of things you do on your kind of the rare moments where you have sort of some free personal time for yourself?
Well, I can tell you that most people in my constituency know that if I'm not in my office or if I'm not at a community event, you'll probably find me in the local arena. My youngest son is an avid hockey player, and I am an avid hockey dad. In fact, we are at the playoffs right now, and I was in an arena until about 11 o'clock at night watching him play. So I'm an enthusiastic hockey dad, and that's where you'll often find me if I'm not working.
Yeah, I think certainly people up here can certainly sympathize with some of that lifestyle there. But anyhow, the Associate Minister of Natural Gas and Electricity, Dale Nally, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks a lot for having me, Kyle. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.